Radio 1.
Wer kennt sie nicht, die guten Ratschläge zum Umgang mit schwierigen Situationen? Ganz vorne dabei sicher sowas wie Kopf hoch, durchhalten und so weiter. Leichter gesagt, wenn man zum Beispiel von der langjährigen Partnerin, die sie verlassen wird, die sie von einem Moment auf den anderen aus dem Staub macht. So genau erging es Kati Stamanis alias Austra vor gut 5 Jahren. Und die Kanadierin hat nun ihr erstes Album seit 5 Jahren mit dem pointierten Titel Chin Up Buttercup, also Kopf hoch, rausgebracht. Es kommt am 14.11. via Domino und wir freuen uns sehr, dass sie hier ist. Hello, Katie. Nice to have you here. Hello.
Hello.
So you made it to Berlin. So no flight problems.
Well, I did, but I won't talk about them.
Okay. Also keine Flugprobleme. Sie hat es hierhin geschafft. Sie redet nicht drüber. Sehr schön. Wir können über das Album reden. So it took you 5 years. You did 4 albums before with sort of like personal stories in a sort of like a pop synth charm. And the new album is a little bit, actually, it's totally different. So because of the story that happened to you, because of your friend left all of a sudden in the morning and never came back again. Mm-hmm. So how long did it take you to grab that situation and start actually working on albums and on music?
I mean, it took a long time. I think for me, it was not just the loss of a partner, but it was also, this all happened right at the very beginning of the pandemic. I was living in London. I had to move back to Toronto. I put out a record that kind of just got buried because of the pandemic. I didn't get to tour. Everything was canceled. So it was just a lot of changes all at once that I think made it a really difficult time. And yeah, it took a few years, I would say, to be able to kind of start making music again and start getting back into it.
Also sie hat eine schwere Zeit gehabt, sie hat es ja gesagt, und ich habe es auch gesagt, Partnerin einfach verschwunden, dann hat sie ein Album gemacht, die kam die Pandemie, sie konnte natürlich nicht touren, das Album ist quasi in der Versenkung verschwunden. Es hat eine Weile tatsächlich gedauert, mit diesen ganzen Sachen umzugehen, können wir alle total nachvollziehen. So when the first moment when you started, okay, I'm starting to work, I have to work, I do something. I read that you had sort of like a Google sheet, where you put in ideas about songs and lyrics and then started from scratch working on that Google sheet. And developing songs?
Yeah, I basically had like a big doc on my computer, but it was never intended to be lyrics. It was just a document that I was using to kind of like unleash all of my thoughts and feelings. It was essentially a journal mm-hmm. writing. And I did that quite often throughout the early years of the pandemic through 2020, 2021. And then when I sat down to actually start making the record, I sort of went through this document and sort of picked these little bits and pieces that I was actually kind of, I liked, or I thought were kind of interesting. And I ended up turning those bits and pieces into songs, but they never were intended to be.
Okay, also sie hat sich so auf ihrem Computer ein Google Sheet gehabt, dann hat sie Sachen gesammelt, also eigentlich so wie so ein Journal, wo man irgendwie Gedanken aufschreibt, Ideen aufschreibt und sich so durch den Alltag tatsächlich auch bringt. Und es war gar nicht unbedingt intendiert, dass daraus dann Songs entstehen, aber so ist es dann geworden. So Chin Up Buttercup was also something for yourself, for your healing process in getting rid of these bad emotions?
Yeah, I think for me, Chin Up Buttercup, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and it's just sort of supposed to represent that feeling we have when we're trying to pretend everything's fine, but inside it's really not. You know, when you're like put on a smile and you're just like, yeah, it's great, but then you're kind of covering up all of these really big, difficult to imagine emotions, and that's how I felt a lot of the time. So I sort of called it Chin Up Buttercup because it's also kind of like seeing the humor in that a little bit, kind of the absurdity in it.
Also es ist natürlich absurd, das kennt man ja selber, dass man sich immer sagt, so Kopf hoch und weitermachen und so weiter. Und eigentlich ist man natürlich ganz anders drauf und möchte das gar nicht machen, aber man lächelt trotzdem. Es hat ja auch immer einen ganz guten Effekt und den hat sie sich natürlich auch gedacht und sagte sich natürlich auch so ein bisschen humorvoll oder ironisch, dass man so tut, als wäre alles gut, aber eigentlich ist es natürlich gar nicht so. Coming to the music, I read that it's really inspired by Ray of Light by Madonna and William Orbit's work. And actually I think it's a bit like that because it has this like a disco kind of darkness, emotional disco dancing around her, a ball in the night feeling.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think like Ray of Light, sort of myself and my co-producer kind of that we were like, this was our sort of North Star as we were finishing the album, like in the last like 10% of working on the album, you know, when you're making all these critical decisions that sort of are about to decide what it's going to sound like. We sort of used Ray of Light as like our, to help guide those decisions, really. So it really kind of came at the very end of the album making process. But when I started listening to that again, I was like, oh yes, this is good.
Also Ray of Light von Madonna, von William Orbit damals produziert, hat sie inspiriert mit ihrem Produzenten, obwohl sie eigentlich tatsächlich eher auch erst am Ende gemerkt haben, dass es dann tatsächlich wirklich auch gepasst hat. Also ist natürlich keine Kopie oder so, sondern eigentlich tatsächlich nur eine Inspiration. I just recently heard that you shot your video of your new single, which you will play tonight, Math Equation, in Berlin.
I did, yes.
So why did you come to Berlin to shoot a video? And the album cover is also done here.
Yes, it is. It's because actually I was working with a creative director from Sweden called Martin Falk, and I guess the option was go to Sweden or meet in Berlin, and we decided to meet in Berlin. It was like
very
the easiest
decision.
Option, yeah.
Okay. Also sie hat ihr Album Cover hier gemacht, also die Fotos dazu gemacht, und sie hat das Video auch, Math Equation, können Sie sich angucken, das ist ein sehr tolles Video auch. Vielleicht erkennen Sie das Theater, in dem sie das gemacht hat. Which theater did you shot it?
St. Michael's Hotel Chaim Theater.
Okay, never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's usually used for, but it's just like in a hotel,
okay.
Really.
Okay, also gucken wir uns mal an. Vielen Dank. So you're gonna play Math Equation and Siren Song now.
Yeah.
Why these songs in this setting? Because is something special about these songs? Because they're from the new album, of course.
Yeah, they're from the new album. I mean, Math Equation, honestly, it wouldn't be my first choice to play it in an acoustic setting because it's very drum and bass heavy. But I think I figured out a way to make it work, fingers crossed. And then Siren Song, it's going to be the next single, but it's also one of my favorites. So
okay.
I'm going to play that one.
Also sie spielt einen ihrer Lieblingssongs, das ist auch die nächste Single, Siren Song. Und Math Equation war so ein bisschen so eine Herausforderung, das irgendwie so in eine akustische Version zu bringen. Aber wir sind jetzt mal alle sehr sicher, dass sie das schafft. So Chin Up Buttercup will come out on the 14th of November.
Yep.
Congratulations so far.
Thanks.
And the stage is yours.
Great. You said I needed my own friends, so I found them, then you fucked them. And now I'm out of the picture, a triangle before it ever joined together, kicked me off the grid, out of the spectrum. Out of the confines of the graph, the rulers. Plastic and pink from when we were kids. I used to calculate the percentage the moment I was removed, subtracted. Like a math equation, one plus one cannot equal three. But who is one? Who is one? Who is going to be the one to be joined with you? To be joined with you, to be joined with you, to be joined with you. You said I needed my own friends, then you fucked them. And now I'm out of the picture like a math equation. One plus one cannot equal three. It's illogical, impossible. Who is going to be the one to be joined with you? Who is going to be the one to be joined with you? To be joined with you. To be joined with you. to be joined with you, to be joined with you. Thank you so much. This song is called Siren Song. If I sing a siren song, would you
That was wonderful. Austra from the new album, aus dem neuen Album Chinna Buttercup. Jetzt spielt sie Look Me in the Eye und Lose It. Austra.
chance. With you is cute and entertaining. But if I ask, you'll fly away and I'm left standing. So much you didn't say, I keep finessing. You're another way to be less depressing. I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry about you forever. Gotta give up the dumb charade. I can't stop ruminating. I'm so humiliated to be still hanging by a thread. Now I'm moving on. Maybe I just need a reason to let go. Comes another, another, hold it by the thumbs, the other, in the darkness comes another, another, hold it by the thumbs, the one to lose you. Yeah. Another, another, hold her by the thumbs. The other.
Wow. Thank you very much. Austral. Was a lovely performance. Thank you very, very much. Vor allem das letzte Stück haben Sie wahrscheinlich erkannt, wenn auch nicht in dieser sehr schönen akustischen Version. Lose It, Superhit, internationaler Superhit. Was für eine tolle Version. Chin Up Buttercup, das neue Album kommt am 14.11. Ja, und wenn Sie jetzt keine Lust darauf haben, bekommen haben, das zu hören und intensiv zu hören, dann weiß ich es auch nicht.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.